So we were speaking the other day how coming in connection with the holy lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj, how certain impressions came to us and a certain type of emphasis as well. They're saying how from Hare Krishna. And a certain amount of flower garlands have come our way in honor of His Divine Grace, Srila Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada. We accept, we try to remember accepting these things for their glory. They are the glorious personalities, the bridge bossies. Devotees like to talk about bridge bossies. They met a bridge bossy. A bridge bossy told them this. The bridge bossies we know are Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj, Gurudev. They're Rup Sanatan, Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu told Rup and Sanatan, go to Vrindavan. Told Gadadhar Pandit not to go. That's also there. Not to go. Jagadananda Pandit, if you go, you can go, but stay under the care of Sanatana Goswami Prabhu. Gadadhar Pandit, not to go. My Mahaprabhu, Radha Bhava Subalita Nomi Krishna Surupam. Aparam kasyapi pranayi janavrindasya kutuki rasotstamam hritva maduram upaboktam kamapiya. Krishna stole the heart and halo of Radharani. Heart, and comes with it the halo. Halo is the outcome of the heart of Radharani. They're inseparable. Gadadhar Pandit, deprived of her, his true wealth. It's a very mysterious thing. Guru's thing. How can the queen of Vrindavan, Radharani, return absent her heart, Radhabhav? That will be unbearably painful. So, not allowed. After the disappearance of Mahaprabhu and Srup Damodar in this world, Raghunath Das Goswami devised a plan to go to Vrindavan, and specifically Govardhan and Radha Kunda. And as he's thinking, Ashabare Amita Sindhu Mayi Katanchit Kalo Mayati Gamita Kilas Sampratamhi Tvam Chet Kripam Mayi Vidasha Shinayi Vakimmi Prane Brajena Chabororu Bakarinapi Vyavasayatmika Budhi Ekeha Kurunandana. He has no reason for being, for existing, other than service aspiration of the lotus feet of Sri Guru. And more specifically, Srimati Radharani. Sometimes Srila Guru Maharaj said, this is Das Goswami's direct prayer, expressing his heart's aspiration for the service of her holy lotus feet. His devotees want to serve Krishna. Right? These things really are inseparable, and specifically in the Rupa Nuga line. How to best serve Krishna? Who can know that? And Ratha Yatra pastimes, Anyera hridoyaman moraman Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu's heart is mirroring and he's echoing the sentiments of Srimad. It's fine. Marble. Echoing the sentiments of Srimati Radharani, where she says, normally, someone's heart and mind are synonymous. And those who've been to India, know, sometimes people will say there, they'll go, in my mind, and they clutch their heart. They don't hold their head. But they say, in my mind, and you'll see them like touch their heart. I'm thinking, you know. It's interesting. And Radharani herself saying, normally mind and heart are taken to be the same or similar. That's a whole other subject. What are you thinking? But she says something mysterious here. She said, but my heart and Vrindavan are one. Anyera hridoyaman moraman Vrindavan. But my mind and Vrindavan are the same. So we can take it in this context. It is a construct of the heart of Srimati Radharani. Bhargo bhai bhushabhanu jatma bibhavai. Karadana Sripuram. Sripur means a city. Sometimes Guru Maharaj is saying, Vrindavan, the spiritual world, is the city, the outcome of the heart of Radharani. In the world, they call Paris the city of light. Right? So, Guru Maharaj said, faith is the halo of Radharani. She's illuminating Krishna. Krishna, he should be self-luminous, but which aspect of himself shall reveal him is in our interest. So Das Goswami is saying, without at least the prospect of serving you, we don't think that we have that. He's saying, but if I don't even have a sense of the prospect of some service, the possibility to serve at some time, if that's removed, then what is the point of my life, my existence? Guru Maharaj would say, there's a great wealth to be discovered in disappointment or lack of fulfillment. The culture of negativity is spiritual culture. It's synonymous with genuine humility. So the deeper the devotees go into the higher reality, subsequently the depth of expression of negativity and humility that comes from them. And if we follow this type of analysis, then we would think, well, then the greatest depth of penetration into reality would be Srimati Radharani, so she must express the greatest depth of negativity. Asli Shiva Parvatam Panastu Mam Adarshanam marmahatam karotu ba yadatata bhavadadatu lampato mat prananatastu sareva napara. Mercy expresses unconditional surrender to Krishna. She's given herself to Krishna unconditionally. Adarshanam is the hard thing to deal with. Easy. If we say Krishna's reality is beautiful, you're in the presence of Krishna, everything's fine. But in the absence of Krishna, what will happen? Right? How will one go on? So she's saying, asa, adarshanam marmahutam karotu va. It may break my heart that you're not revealing yourself to me. That sentiment expressed by her on the very highest level, but every devotee, aspiring servitor, may feel like that at times. Desperation, hopelessness, the absence of Krishna, the absence of Krishna darshan. How to go on? Right? As Guru Maharaj said once, if you can balance these two things, on the one hand, recognizing, and in a heartfelt way, like, I have no devotion after all my endeavor, I have nothing, but I have no other shelter, no other aspiration than Krishna and Karshna. So then you just might be a devotee. And you think, in the absence of Krishna consciousness, we seek another shelter. That is unfortunate. So Raghunath Das Goswami saying, without the aspiration of serving you, what is the purpose of my existence? And then he says, Pran, my life, Brajena, and without you, what is the use of Vrindavan? And he ratchets it up to the ultimate level and say, and although it is a shameful thing to say, without you, Krishna is of no use to me. In fact, Krishna appears to be a dreadful thing. It's all consistent when Guru Maharaj told about that Puranic sloka, Krishna's like the sun, the guru's like the water, the shisha's like the lotus situated in the water. Saying when the lotus is situated in the water safely, then the hot sun, the intense hot sun, nourishes the lotus. Remove the water and the same sun burns the lotus. Same thing here. But Raghunath Das Goswami, he went to Vrindavan, and we're told again, he saw in Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, he thought, oh, Mahaprabhu and Srup Damodar are here within them, that same current. He's talking about the current, Rupanuga Dhara, the current that's passing through is all important. That he could recognize. And there, in his 80s, crawling on the ground, and Govardhan and Radhakunda, Das Goswami saying, Nija Nikata Nivasa Dehi Govardhanattvam, praying for shelter of Giriraj Govardhan. Right? Saying nearby, Nija Nikata Nivasa. Right? Give me a position nearby. Srila Saraswati Thakur, we heard from Guru Maharaj, that in his final days, he was expressing his heart's inner aspiration. Interestingly, Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj, in his final days, was imploring the devotees to take him to Govardhan. And in a bullock cart. And there's the request of the guru, but the devotees were horrified. He was so weak, and they thought this bullock cart ride, which is sort of a bumpy, they thought it'll kill him. How can, you know, we don't want to deny the request of our guru, but how can we acquiesce? But that, at least, and it, somehow it didn't happen, but it was showing Prabhupada's inner aspiration, the line of Saraswati Thakur. In the case of Saraswati Thakur, there was a panda. His name was Balaram. And Saraswati Thakur told, he was the panda for Gaudiya Math. And he told him, arrange a place. I want to come there and spend my final days there in Bhajan. Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, he expressed his desire to do Bhajan and Govardhan. So when this Balaram Panda, there, he had a vision of Srila Saraswati Thakur saying, Balaram, I've come. And he sent message to devotees, any news on Prabhupada's health? And he said, oh, he's left the world. So at that moment, Saraswati Thakur appeared in Vrindavan, in Govardhan. So it's very significant to us in so many ways, not just symbolically, but substantially. Guru Maharaj founded the Chaitanya Saraswat Math with two Govardhan Shila. This month of Kartik, he went to Vrindavan, and in a very prayerful mood, was wondering what his future course would be. And having concluded that month there, an internal reflection, it led to the founding of Chaitanya Saraswat Math in Navadvip, based upon Govardhan Shila. Once some little boy heard how Guru Maharaj took two Giriraj Govardhan Shilas and founded his mat, and he said, how wonderful! He's like, because the mat became so big. Very sweet-hearted child. He thought, oh, that's incredible. And he could see it and understand it. So, because, as Guru Maharaj said, a part of the infinite is infinite. So, one part of Govardhan, the whole of Govardhan is there. Right? A part of the infinite is infinite. So, in Gita, Krishna says, Sarva dharmam paritya jamam ekam sharanam braja ahang tang sarva papyebhyo mokshay shami masuja. Sharanam braja, braja sharanam. At last Krishna is advising, surrender to me the way the Brijvasis surrender to me. We've heard the expression in the West that say, render to Caesar what is Caesar's, render to God what is God. But in Govardhan Leela, it takes it to another level. What is meant for Caesar, you should also give to Krishna. This is dive deep into reality. This is a deeper level of theistic culture. And all the secular humanists are disturbed. If we look into the Srimad Bhagavatam, as we were saying recently, all the different pastimes that take place in this month. One is the Katyayani Brat of the Brajagopis. They're worshipping Katyayani like simple village girls do to get Krishna as their husband. Right? To this day, like we see the local girls in Navadvip come to the Gangadhar Sadashiva Mandir, where Shiva is. Is that the other? And they're praying that they'll get a husband like Shiva. I mean, from one point of view, it's a very sweet idea. Right? Same thing with the Brajagopis. And they make a deity from earth, and they're doing something very simple. But that's when the pastime, the Gopi Jana Bastra, takes place. Krishna They're bathing at the end of the brut, then you should bathe. And they bathe, Krishna climbs the tree and takes all their clothes from the shore up into the tree. We're told, and a group of toddlers were running after Krishna. They couldn't even speak. They're like 2-3 years old, but they're already in love with Krishna. They're just following him around. He's up in the tree, and when Krishna's teasing the gopis and negotiating with them, he said, "You can ask these boys who can't speak if I've ever lied to anyone." And they're all, "Krishna." See? I wouldn't even touch another person's property. It's against my, you know, I have some principles that I follow. He's saying, and these clothes, maybe there's some forest nymphs or something, and you know, they could be coming this evening. He's saying so many things, and the gopis are freezing in the water. But really, it's a process. Chitta hari, bungshid hari. Like it's mentioned, the Nagababas who have nothing. Right? What Krishna will steal from them? Chitta hari. Their hearts, mind, soul, their consciousness. So if we want to go interpretive, we'll say, yes, you have to, you know, bear yourself before the Lord. Come without any anyabilashita shunyam, jnana karma jnanavritam, anukulyena krishnarum shilanam, bhakti rutama. Rupa Goswami saying, no layers, karma, all of that has to go. To present oneself to Krishna. Bhukti mukti. Bhukti mukti. Kami. Sprihat. Guru Maharaj mentioned, quoting Charitamrita, bhukti and mukti are compared to witches. Pisachi. Nivartate. Saying, how can you ask the divine lady of bhakti to sit in the same place with the two witches? Not possible. Not palatable. So, from those Gopijana Bhastra pastimes to the Bipraputnis, the wives of the Brahmins, answering the call of Krishna to this divine pastime, where after that, those Brahmins were doing that sacrifice, and the Vipraputnis surrendered themselves to Krishna. Krishna and Balaram noticed nearby, Nanda Maharaj, and the cowherd men are gathering the ingredients for the annual, you know, Indra Yajna. And Krishna, he's 7 years, but like 11 and a half or so. Because they're told, the Padma Purana says, extraordinary personalities, 1.5 times growth will be seen in them. Anyway, Krishna starts inquiring from Nanda Maharaj. You know, what are you doing? What is this sacrifice? Is this some kind of like meaningless religious ritual that everybody does because we do it? You know, he's asking different questions, but he has some purpose in mind to simultaneously, you know, check the pride of Indra, the ego of a Karma Misra Bhakta, you could say. Crush the pride of Indra. Like Gurudev had the talk he gave, demolishing the pillars of ego. So he's going to demolish the pillars of Indra's ego. Simultaneously have a pastime where he can give shelter to all his devotees, engage in pastimes with them. But there needs, what's the pretext? So Krishna's inquiring, omniscient Krishna, who knows everything, for the sake of his pastimes, he's inquiring from Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj starts explaining, this is the annual Indra Yajna, that we do because we're cow herds, the Gopa, Gowala, the cowherd section, their livelihood depends upon the cows. The cows, and that means milk, to produce the milk, that means there has to be nice grass, sweet grass that comes from rain, and rain from Indra, the devata in charge of, water supply. Like in every city, there's a water department. Like here, our lights go off from time to time. Not because we don't do the yajna or pay the bill, but it's just some kind of humbling thing. So Indra, Guru Maharaj segues into the subjective evolution of consciousness by reminding us that the Vedic rishis see everything as personal. The wind, the rain, those controlling it, the clouds, Indra summons the different personalities that represent different types of clouds. But Krishna takes advantage of this situation and starts speaking Karmavad, Karma Mimamsa philosophy, which in a nutshell is saying karma has the supreme position, work. To put it in a nutshell, there are people who will say, whether there's a God or not, I don't know really, I couldn't prove it. But I do know the difference between right and wrong, so I do what's right. And if there's a God, I'm doing the right thing. And if there is no God, I'm doing the right thing. Thank you. And they think, in this way, I'm sincere, honest. I can't really say whether there's a God or not. I mean, can we really say that? I mean, you yourself say our senses are imperfect, this, that, the other thing. We're fallen souls. We're deluded in so many ways. Anyway, I know the difference between right and wrong. Some intuitive understanding about it. So I do what's right. And if there is a God, and I hope there is, I'm doing the right thing. And if there isn't a God, still I'm doing the right thing. So I do the right thing. Karma. Right? So Krishna's arguing like this himself to play with them and bewilder them also. And you think, rain, if you say, he's responsible for giving the rain, which is in response to the good things you do. Well, then it's the good things you do that are in the number one position. Because if you don't do them, then he couldn't give, according to this idea. But what we also observe is that it rains everywhere. It rains on cement. Right? It rains on stone where rain is not, it's not like it just rains where someone did a sacrifice and their crops are there and then, and it rains there. It rains on the ocean. It rains on a river. It rains on stone. So it just rains indiscriminately. And you get some, everybody else gets some too. So, and God, He will reciprocate what you do. Well, again, and if you don't, no reciprocation. So really, it's what you do that is in the supreme position. He can't reciprocate if you don't do it. And Krishna's just bewildered. Everyone, they're listening. And Krishna's going through one after another, different types of mundane philosophy is actually, in a very convincing way. And they're like, So he's saying, so what is it that we do? We're cowherds. We depend on the cows and Govardhan Hill and those sweet grasses. That's it. So what I'm asking you all, this is, you know, from irresistibly, if Krishna is inconceivably beautiful, he's also inconceivably cute. Like we see little kids who are cute and everyone goes like, oh, you know, and their parents cannot say no to them, right? That principle, because the child's so cute, especially if they're precocious, like Krishna, beyond their years. Advaitam achyutam anadi ananta rupam. Adi Purusha. The Adi Purusha as a child, he's beyond his years. The oldest of all. Right? Anyway, Krishna's speaking in such a charming way. And we're saying, like, there are these plays, children's plays, they have in Vrindavan and other plays. And I saw many years ago, once Srila Prabhupada, that the Krishna Balaram Mandir, and they're in Hindi. And they have these little children dressed up like Radha and Krishna. Like, it looks like they're wearing the clothes of deities. And you see Krishna is walking around, and Radha, you know, and they have all these pastimes. And they're very charming, we have to admit. You know, so they did one on Prabhupada's birthday. Of course, Krishna is doing something naughty, that kind of thing. But in the end, they had Radha and Krishna, the children dressed up like Radha and Krishna, dressed like deities, you know, come and give lotus flowers to Prabhupada. That, I must say, was an extraordinary sight to behold. So, Krishna, he's inconceivably cute and convincing. And so Nanda Maharaj, what they've been doing forever, right? What is it? It's Sarvadharmam Parichajamam Ekam Sharanam Braja. Whatever you thought was religion yesterday, forget it. Krishna's here. Just surrender to him. That's the supreme religion. It's just surrendering to, this is the long and short of it. The supreme religion is just surrendering to Krishna and giving him what he wants. Gurudev liked this verse in the Bhagavatam. And if you look at the Sanskrit in this way and that way, you'll sit there and wonder what it means. And Gurudev said, what does it mean? Give Krishna what he wants. That's what it means. He said, if Krishna wants a samosa, give him a samosa. He made it like, he just cut through it all and just said, whatever he wants. If he wants, give him a sweet ball. Give Krishna what he wants, whatever it is. Sometimes, you know, in the Bhagavad Gita, he said, patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhakta priyachati. A leaf, a flower, fruit, water. It's so simple. First time I went to the temple in Haight-Ashbury, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Temple. I was told by some people who just been there who thought I might like to go. They said, oh, you have to bring something for Krishna. And my friend, we were like, oh, that's interesting. Like what? I said, a leaf, a flower, fruit, or what? And we're like, oh, okay. We went to Golden Gate Park, picked up some flowers along the way. That's simple. Mami parta bipasritya ye pishu papayoneo striyo baisha tata shudras te piyanti paramgatim. Even the remotest connection with Krishna. Once Jajavar Maharaj, who would come every year to the mat to spend some time with Srila Guru Maharaj, he was teasing Sagar Maharaj and myself. And he said, he called us over. He's like sitting outside with his attendant, you know, chanting Krishna. He called us over. He said, you know, in traveling and preaching, you have to be prepared to answer things you've never dreamed of, never heard before. He said, so what if you were preaching and someone said to you that in this Govardhan Puja, when when everyone's making offerings to Krishna. He said, and quoting some Purana somewhere, saying, everyone can make offerings to Krishna. Veg, non-veg. And he is accepting everyone's offerings to Govardhan. What would you say? And we were like dumbstruck. And Sagar Maharaj was trying about, like, and Yajnavalkya Maharaj, he had a straight face and he quoted the Gita, Yad Karosi Yajasnashi Yad Jahosi Dadasiyat. The slogan where Krishna says, whatever you do, whatever you offer, do it as an offering to me. And then he just started laughing. And we were still bewildered, but he said we could see it was okay to laugh. So, Krishna, give him what he wants. He asked Nanda Maharaj, take all of this paraphernalia, what is meant for Caesar, right? And don't give it to Caesar. Right? It's meant for Indra. Give it to Govardhan. That's what we should do. We should worship Govardhan, Giriraj Govardhan. And Nanda Maharaj informs all the cowherd men, some of them, you know, like with their muscles. Okay. some wholeheartedly agree, some half-heartedly, but ultimately everyone accepts the program. We're going to take everything and worship Govardhan. These are Jnana Shunya Bhaktas. How sweet they are. Right? The way the world has been up to this point, it is no longer. And this is the point. When you come in connection with Krishna consciousness, even remotely, whatever your world was before that, it's over. It's changed. And infinitely for the better. In an instant, right? Everything is changed. Right? And what is the consequence to giving Krishna what he wants, accepting the suggestion of Srimati Radharani, the order of Guru, Saru Shastra Guru Vaishnava. What comes as a consequence? You know, thunder and lightning and clouds and rain and a whole other current to try and shake you, to try and make you give up. What does the problem come from giving Krishna away? No, give up Krishna. Not sarvadharmam, but give up everything else, surrender to Krishna. No, give up Krishna and surrender to everything else. It's by pursuing Krishna and Krishna consciousness that all this trouble has come. So, Indra, you know, being the king of heaven, it's like a very, on the karma side of things, besides Brahma, it's about as high as you can get. Indra, remember, Indra means king. Mahendra. But he has names. If you look, just like there are different Manus, there are different Indras. So it's, you know, to be the king of Swargaloka. Very high. And like the saying goes, you know, absolute power, I mean, what is it? Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Indra is very unhappy that the, you know, under the influence of what he says, Abala, a talkative child, some precocious child, talk, 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 and suddenly, like, they stop, they like, swerve, take everything, and like, move in another direction. But that's actually the beauty of Krishna conception, and the line of Saraswati Thakur, he's saying, give up everything. The leap of faith. Do it now while you can hear it and make sense to you and you're willing to take a chance. That's the modern day Krishna consciousness movement, actually. The leap of faith. Sarvadharma, give up everything and run to Krishna. And Goptritve Bharana, pray for his shelter, for his protection. So, in the Bhagavatam, when afterwards, and the cowherd men, they're saying, well, another miracle by Krishna, the lifting of Giriraj Govardhan. A sloka appears. Deve Barshati Yagya Viplava Rusha Bhajrasva Barshani Light Siddhat Pala Pashu Striatma Sharanam Drishtvanukam Mut Utsmayam Utpatyeka Karena Shailamavalo Lilo Chilindram Jata Uch Chilindram Jata Bibrat. Mahendra Madhibit, Priyanna Indra Govan, a summary sloka. Deve Varsha, Indra Bhajrasna Varsha, Rusha, he's very angry. So he summons the different types of clouds he used for tornadoes, hurricanes to devastate the world and sends them to Vrindavan. And it's being inundated with thunder, rain, lightning. And all the Brijvasis begin to suffer. And the cows, they're all crying, wailing. They're going to be finished. And they think, it's you, Krishna. You say in your Gita, give up everything, surrender. And you say, Masu Jaha, don't worry. And here we are. We're very worried and suffering like anything. And it says, no. Drishtva Anukam, being compassionate, seeing them like this, it touches the heart of Krishna. And Utsmayan means he smiles a little bit, and he's thinking, oh, in the time of the greatest adversity, they're taking shelter of me. How can I possibly deny them? They're being tested to the extreme, and they're not abandoning me, but rather they're approaching me for shelter. So then what did it say? Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur mentions the yoga maya aspect called Samhariki Shakti makes a path, a rain-free path from Krishna's house to Govardhan. And he has a beautiful turban on. Oh, today he's wearing a crown. Good day for a turban. Anyway, he's wearing a turban and he goes to Govardhan and doesn't get a drop of rain on his turban or his clothes or anything. And then what he lifts, Govardhan, it says, Uchalindra means like a mushroom, the way a child could pluck a mushroom that easily. And with the left hand and the little finger of the left hand. And because Govardhan has inconceivable Chintya Shakti, inconceivable power and potency. The goat, because the Brijvasi is saying, well, how can we all fit underneath? Govardhan expands to cover the whole of Vrindavan. And it's mentioned actually can expand to cover the whole three worlds, the lower, middle, and upper planetary system, and the whole spiritual worlds. Govardhan has inconceivable potency, can take different forms, shapes, contraction, expansion, space. And Krishna invites everyone to come under. They all the Brijvasis, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, all the cows, calves, they all take shelter of the shade of Giriraj Govardhan, like a big umbrella Krishna's holding. And for 7 days, he's holding. Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur mentions, there are also some animals on top of the Govardhan Hill, but it's become so high, it's above the, they're above the rain. So those underneath are being sheltered like umbrella, those above, they're not being rained on either. And Krishna's holding the Govardhan, and Radharani and Brajagopi, they're very happy. Nanda, Rani, Rohini, the others, they're Jnana Shunya Bhaktas. So Mother Yashoda's saying, like, how long can he hold it? I mean, she's not thinking like, how can he hold it at all? But she's thinking, he's just a boy, he's only 7. And she's thinking like, maybe he'll get tired after, you know, some time. So there's, Vishwanath said, Yashoda and Rohini, they're taking some butter and like pushing it into his mouth. And like, he needs his strength. Whereas the others, for 7 days, they're just, it's 7 days of non-stop streaming inconceivable beauty of Krishna. They're drinking. The beauty of Krishna is nourishing them, and his glances, everything. And at the end of 7 days, Indra is having an epiphany and realizing how foolish he is. But it's told in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, Muhyanti Yatsuraya. Even the gods are bewildered trying to understand the aprakrita, human-like pastimes of Krishna. Brahma, Vishwanath said that Brahma, thinking of his own pastime, which happened a little bit before, tells Surabhi to help out Indra, how to approach Krishna. He's like, let me tell you, when this kind of thing happens, happened to me recently. Same thing happened to me. There's a planet within the universe, a Goloka, where all these Surabhi cows are. And Surabhi comes, she tells Indra, I think it would be good, leave your elephant, like, park your elephant, because it's going to be something humble. You're going to have to, like, make a humble approach. Krishna, all the rain stops, the thunderbolt, the lightning, everything. And then Krishna tells everybody, you can return now to Vrindavan. He places the Govardhan perfectly back in place. Yashoda, Gopi, they're all singing songs, praising this Leela of Krishna. And Indra comes and begging forgiveness. And one of the interesting things he says to Krishna, what did he say? Don't just punish me for what I've done wrong, because he said, I'm an animal-like person. If you punish an animal when they're through with the punishment, they just do the same thing again. He said, what I really need is your mercy more than punishment. And then you can argue, well, is he trying to argue his way out of a punishment? But he's saying, that would be best for me is some mercy. And of course, Krishna is merciful, and Surabhi comes, then Indra can bring his elephant, Airavata, and Surabhi, they have the Abhishek of Krishna. Surabhi's pouring milk, Airavata, the elephant, like Ganga and water, and from that is created Govindakunda. And they're thinking, actually, you are Indra, meaning king, but you're the Gava Indra, Indra Gava, Priyanna Indra Gavan. Gava Indra becomes Govinda. You're the Lord of the cows. So in this pastime, the name Govinda surfaces. And Govinda Kunda. And Srila Gurudev, he extracted from Garga Sangita in the Govinda Kunda Arati, he told, sometimes fortunate souls, if they're bathing in the Govinda Kunda, they'll taste that water as milk. They'll taste what came from the Govardhan Leela. So, in summary, the devotees are reassured in this pastime that in answering the call of Krishna, offering oneself, Atmani Vedam, trying to offer oneself in service to Krishna, that whatever tendencies we have from the past, whatever current of the world or the powers of the world that may come to dissuade us, if we remain faithful, then Krishna will give us shelter. Okay. Sri Giriraj Govardhan ki jai. Sri Govardhan puja ki jai.